My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I've long been aware that a large part of building a house for someone else involves managing expectations. Want your interior walls all painted wood? That's great, but be aware there will be the occasional knot or sap streak burning through. Marble counter for rolling out pastry? Beautiful. Keep in mind that the marble will stain. Three bedrooms, two baths, and a dining room that will seat 15 for under $60,000 and less than 800 square feet? Sorry, but I can't do it. I'm comfortable in that role. I do my best to be straightforward and rely on my experience as a basis for the information I put forth. But of all the things I have experience with, the thing I've had the most experience with can be my most challenging. That's myself. It's only recently that I've even realized that I need to manage expectations of myself. A lot of us are our own harshest critic. I was listening to a 2-CD set, The History of the Clash, when this short interview popped up. I'm not sure if it was Mick Jones or Joe Strummer. He was talking about feeling inferior as a musician, how he felt intimidated because he just couldn't play that well. Then he saw the Sex Pistols. And I'm taking liberties to paraphrase here, but it made him realize it just didn't matter. It didn't matter how well he could play, it just mattered that he did something genuine to himself and that he did it all in. It's an ethos I admire. I was telling this story to a friend. He kicked this Mark Twain quote back at me. Comparison is the death of joy. So when you're building that bookshelf, painting your bedroom, or sanding your floors, focus more on the beauty of you doing your best and not your image of the perfect job. Have something you'd like to share on The Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.